Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Brathwaite in once again, and it's swept powerfully by Johnny Bairstow behind square on the leg side, and he leaps in the air to celebrate his 8th Test 100, grinning all over his face. He's got the helmet off now. He's loving it. That's a very special moment, Steve Harmison.
It's a fantastic century by the Englishman, and he needed it. Boy, did his team need it.
It's an amazing place to come, and obviously to score a century in any test match, but especially here with the travelling fans that haven't been able to come for a couple of years. Yeah, what an occasion. It's really great fun playing over here.
Johnny Bairstow was the man of day one, but a man close in behind him, Ben Foulkes, in his first test match since Ahmedabad of the Indian series last winter. He weighed in with 42 from 87 balls before he was LBW to Jason Holder. Sixth man out yesterday. Well, today he's been speaking with our Samuel Badry.
The way he played was obviously incredible. So I think the thing was just trying to make it hard to get out and then kind of expand my game. But I think there's a few challenges in the wicket, so I was just trying to stay to my sort of disciplines and just trying to hang in there.
Yeah, you mentioned some challenges in the pitch. Your dismissal in particular seemed to keep a little bit loose, certainly from your reaction. Talk us through that dismissal.
Yeah, I think, obviously Jason's a tall guy. The ball before kind of popped on me, hit me in the splice, and then I think that one was a little bit shorter and kept a little bit low. So I think there's definitely enough in the wicket to kind of challenge the stumps.
And projecting towards day two, what sort of score in the back of your mind?
Yeah, I think if we can get into that sort of 300, if we can get anywhere near 350, then I think that'd be a great effort. And if things go really well, then we can push on beyond there.
Thank you very much, Ben.
No worries.
Well, we are moments away. The TV crew have cleared the outfield. North Sound is currently bright. There are a decent amount of clouds at the moment, but they are being blown along by the breeze. We saw yesterday a really, really strong breeze coming across the ground. There is still a breeze, and the players are on their way. Umpires as well. So then, let's join our first commentary team of the morning. Former England fast bowler Steve Harmison is alongside the former England batsman and the owner of an absolute rascal of a pair of socks today, Mark Butcher.
Thanks, Macca. Another glorious day here in Antigua. Sir Vivian Richards Stadium looking resplendent in the sunshine. Kemar Roach, with two slips in the gully, runs into Johnny Bairstow to bowl the first delivery of the morning, which is full of length, goes through to West Indies wicketkeeper Josh De Silva, and there is no run. Very good morning to you, Steve. Should be another belting day. Yesterday was a cracker, wasn't it?
Yeah, good morning, Butch. Good morning, everybody at home or afternoon back there in England. It was a fantastic day's cricket. I really enjoyed talking about the game of cricket yesterday. It had everything from the first session and then Johnny Bairstow. Interesting to see West Indies have gone with two sweepers out at deep point and deep backward square leg.
And now we're ready to go. Roach runs away from us and is short and straight, and Bairstow swivel pulls it, and that's flown away for the first boundary of the day. That's a terrific shot. Great control from Johnny Bairstow.
Tell you what, if England do push on past 300, there's a danger that West Indian heads might begin to droop a bit, and a little bit of dispirited resignation. There was in the last hour, I felt, yesterday, but that was just more physical tiredness. He's got the edge. Jaden Seals has got the edge. Chris Wokes has gone. It was back of a length. He was caught on the crease, trying to play defensively off the back foot. Outside edge, straightforward catch to Joshua da Silva. And just when they really needed it, the West Indies have picked up the wicket, which will pick up their spirits.
Yeah, great bit of bowling this from Seals.
So here is Overton. He's got to do the batting job first, though. And that one is
tucked away to short leg and caught. That's a magnificent take at short leg. Nothing the batsman did wrong there. John Campbell took the grab at short leg. Back of a length once again from Jaden Seals. Overton has tucked it away off his hip. And it's a very, very good catch at short leg. You can't blame yourself as a batsman, I don't think. Especially when you've just arrived at the crease. And Jaden Seals has got two wickets in the over.
Yep, another short ball. As you say, Manners. Overton just trying to fend it off, trying to glance it off his hip into the leg side to get off the mark. And all he can do is pick out the fielder, Bonner, who takes a very sharp catch in at short leg.
Yeah, not John Campbell. Campbell's in the gully. And Krumar Bonner under the helmet at short leg. And I do correct me if I'm being overly charitable to Craig Overton there, Matt Prior. But I just don't think that he did anything wrong, did he?
I think you're feeling very charitable, Manners. I mean, look, okay, he's an out. Are we judging this as a from a batsman's perspective or a number nine perspective? Because if you're a batsman and you get out like that, that's very disappointing. To fend off the ball into the waiting short leg, that is a mistake. That's an unforced error. You've given them an opportunity to get you out.
Well, obviously, I was aware that I might have been being over charitable, which is why I asked you.
But you always are. You're just nice like that. I can be the horrible one. No, I think you've... Again, that's a weak wicket. That's a soft dismissal. Oh, let's call it that. It's a soft dismissal because it's a nothing delivery. It hasn't done it. It hasn't jumped necessarily.
Holder is in. Besto back to him. And that looks like a caught and bowled chance. Jackson Holder in his follow through. Wasn't able to hang on to it. It was a full-blooded shot, so he got to him quickly. Those either stick or they don't. And Besto survives this opportunity as he was there. It was a little bit higher up the batter than the middle, but Jason Holder's disappointed he's not held on to that, Matt Prior.
Yeah, he is. Tough chance. There's a bit of bottom hand in that one. Hit it quite powerfully. I mean, he got it cleanly, didn't he, Besto? But Holder looks really difficult to drive. When he puts it on that sort of fuller length, he does get a bit of bounce, and he did so there. It sort of hit the bat quite high up. Would have been a sharp chance, but a chance nonetheless.
Joseph is in. Mark Wood has taken a big swing at this one, leaning backwards. It's a top edge, very low down on the bat, and it just loops into the covers. Mark Wood is out caught. England have lost their ninth wicket. Mark Wood goes for a single, and Alzari Joseph is into the wicket column. Mark Wood could resist it no longer, and he just gets underneath that one, and the catch is taken. And so England have one more wicket left in this innings.
Every single run is of a premium, you would think, in the first innings. That's short and a pull shot, top edge, flying away down towards third man. And it's a super catch from Jason Holder at backward point. Alzari Joseph has brought the innings to a close. Johnny Bairstow looking to pull it through mid-wicket. Big booming top edge. Jason Holder, for a moment, looked skyward, trying to pick it up. Eventually did, just in the nick of time, and running back towards third man has taken a very well judged and not particularly straightforward catch. Very good work from the former West Indian captain. He just overran it, actually. He'd gone too far and he had to back pedal by half a pace and fell backwards as the ball landed in the palms of his hands. Very nicely done. He's actually taken it behind behind his head. That's how far he'd overrun it. Johnny Bairstow is accepting the applause, and rightly so, as he walks off last man out for 140 from 259 deliveries. And England have been bowled out for 311. Jack Leach, last man standing on four not out. Well, rewind to an hour and a quarter into the first day's play when England were 48 for four. They'd been offered 311 then. They'd been, well, very, very happy to accept it. 311 all out, and Alzari Joseph and Jaden Seals doing the damage in the end on the second morning, picking up two wickets each as England have moved from 268 to 268 for six to 311 all out. Chris Wokes, first delivery, leading the attack for the first time, and he's in once again for the first time, and it's back of a length, pushed away defensively out on the offside by Craig Brathwaite, and there's no run.
I actually think it's the other way for Chris Wokes now. You know, all the numbers about away games and this sort of thing, he's been given an opportunity to lead the attack for England. He wouldn't have had that very often in his career, because there would have always been a Broad or an Anderson who would have been the main man over him. This is his opportunity. This is what we all dream about as kids, that I'm the man here.
Yeah, and I think one thing we mentioned a lot about Broad and Anderson not being here. Do not underestimate how much pressure and nerves Wokes and Overton will have. Never ever, never before.
Wokes in again, beats the edge once more. Campbell pushing forward defensively, and it fizzes into the gloves of Ben Folks.
Never before have two young England bowlers had to replace two of the best that have ever played. I mean, that, you know, from a mentality perspective, they'll be aware of the press. They'll be aware of how many people are watching, including Broad and Anderson. There'll be a lot of pressure on them.
England's best two, and where do they rank all time? Jimmy's what, two or three now? Three? And Brodie will be top 10.
Whew. Overton delivers. It's a straight drive from Brathwaite, back past the stumps, and Stokes will jog after that one, but he won't be able to cut it off, and Brathwaite is back at a run of ball. 17 from 17, West Indies 31 without loss.
At the minute, the horse has bolted. I would have tried to be on the front foot and recognise that and brought that up 2-3 days out, if not 10 days out. As soon as we arrived, look lads, decisions have been made. The two big lads are not here. I get this situation, there's some pressure on you. We're talking about two great. I'd be getting it out there. I'd be saying, we honour these guys. They're wonderful players. They might come back into this team. Who knows? Chill your beans. You're not quite Jimmy Anderson yet. You're not quite Stuart Broad. Don't aspire to that. Let's work on our process of how we try and get the end result. And the process is literally ball your best ball, have your best action, and keep it pretty simple in and around an area. I think we react too much.
In goes Overton. That's too leg side-ish. Clipped away by Brathwaite. Goes through square leg. And it goes into the advertising sponge, and it is a second boundary in the over.
Final ball then of this 10th over.
Hartwood is in, Brathwaite's in behind it, and it completes the over. And that is the first session done on day two. West Indies have gone to lunch 44 without loss. Campbell 14 not out from 32 balls. Brathwaite a run a ball 29. That after England were bowled out for 311. Resuming this morning 268 for 6. You're listening to live and exclusive coverage of the West Indies against England. Live here on TalkSport 2.
Exclusive international cricket live. The West Indies versus England on TalkSport 2.
So it'll be Leach to Campbell to start the afternoon session here at North Sound. Leach is in and bowls that ball wide of Campbell's off stump, searching for the footmarks. He did make one ball kick, turn and bounce out of what are some rather nasty looking patches outside the left-hander's off stump. Wokes in and he's short and wide of off stump. Brathwaite just props back onto the back foot and glides it backward a point for four. Beautifully timed by the West Indies captain. And that is not the start that Chris Wokes is looking for. He's already going at above 8 runs and over.
Well, this is the most aggressive start that certainly I can remember from Craig Brathwaite in Test match cricket. Moves quickly on to his 30s and he's actually hitting quite a number of boundaries as well. So he's speeding along. He's already gotten 6 fours, Craig Brathwaite, putting those loose deliveries away, and that's so important.
As Leach is in again. Go! He fires this one in against that breeze down towards the leg stump of Brathwaite, who gets a little inside edge on it, I think, and that's run all the way down to the boundary for four. England just cannot stop the flow of runs at the moment.
Yeah, hemorrhaging runs England in this early exchanges in the West Indian first innings batting effort.
Wokes is in, it's short and wide, and Campbell plays a handsome looking back foot punch through the covers, and that's going to run all the way for four. So the spell is broken. The dot balls have been punctuated once more by a boundary, this time off the blade of the left-handed John Campbell.
They are galloping along at the moment, and there's been some very mixed bowling. I never thought I'd say this, but predominantly from Chris Wokes, who's been, by his standards, all over the place. He's not just wrong lines. I mean, his lengths have been all over. He's bowled too full. He's been driven. He's been pulled. He's been offside, leg side. It's just an absolute mixed bag of mostly disappointing produce from Chris Wokes, the newly minted leader of the attack. And Jack Leach is in for another over, and he's immediately driven over the top of mid-off and down to the boundary for four by the left-handed John Campbell. Very hard to explain England's bowling performance so far, which is fortunate for me that that's not what I'm paid to do. Matt Pryor's job.
Is this where we say, oh, imagine if England had an experienced head stood at mid-off?
It's very hard to explain why Chris Wokes, who is known for his reliable, and on a good day, metronomically reliable accuracy, why he's been quite so erratic today. Leach is in again. Oh, Craig Brathwaite, what's going on? The West Indian captain has just launched him straight over long on for six. I don't think either of us can explain that. We might have to get Jared Kimber to explain why the man with the slowest strike rate of all current Test cricketers is just deciding impromptu to launch the spinner straight back over his head for six. Not even Jared's got an answer to that.
Maybe they've... just trying to bowl too many wicket-taking. Balls
down the leg side. He's got an edge. A pull shot from Campbell. A bottom edge. Straightforward catch to Ben Fokes. Not the best delivery from Craig Overton. Ill-directed short delivery. Heading down the leg side. And he's got lucky there. Sometimes you need a bit of luck. And England have got it. John Campbell has played a very unconvincing, wafty pull shot down the leg side. And Overton has a wicket.
Yeah, it was a line that did for him. Another short ball from Overton, but it was aimed at Campbell's left shoulder. It's going away from him down the leg side, and he tried to get on top of it, tried to follow it, and all he could do was get a slight edge through to folks who gathered it very easily. Wouldn't say it was the best delivery, but hopefully things are changing for England now. There's a good opportunity. They've now got this wicket. Can they build some pressure? Don't let the new batsman get off strike easily. I would assume Root as captain getting the guys around, getting the bowling unit together and saying, right, how are we going to go about this? How are we going to bowl dot balls, bowl maidens, and build pressure?
Here's Overton. That's back of a length, short actually, and chopped away. Nice shot. Good shot from Shamar Brooks. Four runs through backward point. Too wide from Overton. If you're going to bowl that length, it needs to be straighter, I would think. He had plenty of room to cut there without having to back away and make room. It was just too wide from Overton. Ben Stokes is into the attack, and the first delivery is angled in towards Craig Brathwaite, and he tucks it away off his pads down to long leg for a single, which brings him his 50. And I don't even need Jared to confirm that is his fastest test 50. I know that 99 point whatever percent. So
50 off 62 balls.
It's his fastest. It was his fastest 20, 30, 40 and 50. Might have been his fastest 10. I didn't go back that far. This is the point where you would assume that Jimmy Anderson would be, as the bowling captain or whatever the term that they used to use, the bowling leader, would certainly have got the bowlers together and go, we have to get the control back onto this here. And that is what I really think they're missing so far in this particular innings. There's been no control. They bowled some good balls early on, but there's been no control. And they've also, of their plans, they haven't always executed them either.
Final ball of the 26th over from Mark Wood. It's outside of off stump. It's guided to gully, and England have got a breakthrough.
Brathwaite goes for 55. It's 101 for two. It's a brilliant catch in the gully. That was travelling. Mark Woods bowled that at 147 kilometres an hour. But Brathwaite, well, it's been a sprint by his standards. 55 from 70. But boy, did England need that breakthrough. The West Indies only trail by 210 already. England have their second wicket. And Overton takes a really good catch. Just while it is a drink, Gareth, we spent lunchtime talking about you and Surrey. In the period between then, the club have just announced a signing. You have...
They have.
A nice little piece of information.
Who is it? I don't know. Who is it?
Sunil Narine is going to come and play in the blast.
We've not signed Sunil Narine. Give over. Sunil Narine. Yep. What, the best mystery finger spinner in the world? Give over. And he bats up top left-handed. Nah, we've not signed him. No chance, Macca. You're pulling my leg.
I've seen it on the Twitter feed, mate. You've got another one for you.
If it's on Twitter, it must be true. Exactly. I'm all over it.
We all know that. You must be a happy man, then.
I think he's a very pleasant signing, yes. He's a very proven 2020 performer around the world. It's no coincidence that he plays in the 100 at the Oval. At the Kia Oval, sorry. So it all kind of marries up very nicely. What coach in the world wouldn't be very pleased to have a player of that calibre coming into your ranks?
Mark Wood goes in to finish the over. Bonner pushing into the offside. They're going to try a single that isn't there. It's picked up, shied at the stumps. There is a hit at the keeper's end, but Bonner is in his ground. I think we are going to check this one just to be safe. Yes, umpire Brathwaite makes the signal.
And out! He's out! I beg your pardon. Oh, my goodness gracious.
They've got it wrong.
Hang on, that can't be. He's pressed the wrong button. Oh, he has. Yeah, he has pressed the wrong button. Yeah, oh, my goodness me. The England players could all pretty much see that he was back in his ground, and the third umpire, Nigel Dugood, has pressed the wrong button. Nigel Dubad. Dear me. What a shock that was.
Oh, he's got four nudges. He's got four nudges and he's pressed the wrong button. He's nudged the wrong one at the wrong time and he's missed the jackpot. Oh, no. What are you doing?
His Stokes. It's gone! Straight into the hands of Joe Root at first slip. Stokes strikes as he so often does. And suddenly England have got three. Well, the West Indies were galloping along at 83 for none. And Stokes has bowled full classic fourth stump line outside edge. Joe Root, no mistake. Shamar Brooks on his way for 18. West Indies suddenly 111 for three.
Works will start the new over. Takes Blackwood on the pad. No, it's looped out to gully. Is there bat in there as well? Joel Wilson says not out. England are going to review this. They really think there's something there, and Joe Root makes the signal. And umpires Batty and Pryor next to me in the commentary box have both got fingers raised. They think inside edge onto pad and it's looped out.
Yep, out for me.
Yeah. The spike as the ball passes the bat. Can we go back to Joel on field? Joel, you have to change your not out decision. You on screen now, signal.
So Overton takes the catch. Blackwood is out for 11 from 24 balls. And it's 127 for four. But maybe more importantly than anything else, Chris Wokes is on the board in the wicket column. He probably doesn't care how they come at the moment. He just wanted one to get himself a foot in the game. He's got one for 41. We are now officially in the tea break with the West Indies. 127 for four, replying to England's 311 all out. It's our live and exclusive coverage of West Indies against England here on TalkSport 2.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Exclusive international cricket live, the West Indies versus England on Talk Sport 2.
Okay, play's underway after the tea break. Thank you very much to Jared Kimber, as always. The first delivery from Chris Wokes, and he's actually completing this over because the rain came after one delivery, so he's actually completing this over. And the first delivery is down the leg side, and it's flicked away for an easy single by the new batsman, Jason Holder, who, as I said, has come in at number six, 128 for four. That's a half volley leg stump, a poor delivery from Chris Wokes, and it's been flicked away for four easily enough. I mean, Matt Prior, we've been honest about the way Chris Wokes has bowled, but you know, a large part of you, we all know that he's so much better than he's bowled today. So, you know, part of you does feel for him. I mean, he's not bowling badly on purpose.
I mean, look, we don't see... He's the loveliest bloke you could ever meet. We're not saying he's not a nice person or he's not trying hard or anything. We can never criticise him, but he's the leader of the attack now. You know, we're talking about this is the top echelon of the sport. Test match cricket, playing for England, taking the new ball for England. There is a certain level of performance that's expected, all that goes along with that, and the responsibility of that. And, you know, there's a point made earlier that Chris Wokes, he's not a young player. He's, what's he, 33 years old? Maybe not that old, but certainly over
32.
32 years old. Played 40 test matches, 43 test matches. I mean, that's an experienced operator now. That's not a young, youthful guy. We've given him the responsibility. He now needs to be able to do it. He needs to step up. We know that his stats suggest that he struggles abroad. And here we are. This is it. We've got to find out about these players. That's what Andrew Strauss said. We want to find out about these players. Can they do it or can't they? And Chris Wokes has to find a way.
Wokes, full on the line of off stump, hits the outside edge. Races away past gully, down towards the boundary. Alex Lees is chasing it, but it beats him to the boundary triangles, and it's four runs all the way along the ground. And the temptation is to say that Jason Holder was actually in control of that. I mean, I won't go so far as to say that he opened the face of the bat and deliberately steered it down to third man, but he was in a decent position to a full-length delivery. He played with soft hands, a very thick outside edge, and it brings the former captain a boundary. It takes him up to five. Doesn't do Chris Wokes any favours. His half century's on the board already, and he hasn't bowled 10 overs.
Overton coming towards the commentary box end. Bowls outside edge of Jason Holder's bat, but he's played with such soft hands, it's down almost immediately and will roll along the floor all the way for a four through third man. And Joe Root's down on one knee at the moment, just getting back to his feet now. That'll be a real disappointment. Jason Holder's played it really well. Root didn't have a chance of stopping it, and it just trickles away for four.
No, this is good bowling from Overton. He's done nothing wrong here.
Ben Stokes is thundering in once again with a bouncer, short hook shot, and he spliced it, I think. Maybe it was no, he hasn't. He's hit that beautifully over the top of mid on. The way Jason Holder looked immediately as if he was looking straight up at the heaven. Looked like he'd hit it higher than he had long, but actually he's hit it very, very nicely over long on, and it's just thumped into the boundary triangles now. The way that Ben Stokes was looking at the ball before he started this over is almost like somebody had thrown him something from a cow field.
he was very unimpressed, so pushed away up towards mid on, and he really sort of snarling and curling his lip at it, Bats. And I must say, the ball, even from afar, looks very, very tired.
Yeah, it's a bad analogy because it's used a lot in cricket, but when we saw it bouncing off the boundary board there and then thrown back, we got a bit of a close-up, and it really does look like a dog's ball. It's like there's almost like teeth marks in it, and there's bits of leather coming off, and the seam isn't in a straight line. It's sort of like it's been bitten out of, like zigzag down it, and yeah, it just doesn't look particularly pleasant.
It must be this wicket, because that's what the ball looked like yesterday as well, wasn't it? Like, what, about an hour and a half after lunch yesterday?
But it looks
same
almost
thing.
Like a day-night ball as well. It's gone
almost
pale.
Gone pinky, yeah.
Yeah.
And if you noticed last night, on Walks' bat, he almost had, like, pink marks on his, you know, on his back face, the clear face. It almost had, like, pinky marks that you get from a day-night game. Yeah, absolutely.
So Joe Root isn't just bowling the one over to facilitate a change of ends. He's going to bowl a second over. Oh, and that's good. Fine pickup on drive. It's a lovely clean strike from Jason Holder. He's decided that the hard work has been done, and now it's time to score some runs. And in many ways, you know, he's right. He has done the hard work, Harmy, and that is a lovely, lovely straight six over long on.
Yeah, fantastic shot. And Jason Holder is quite enjoying facing Chris Wokes and Craig Overton, because I don't think he's going to let Jack Leach or Joe Root bowl to him. I think he's going to go at them and say, right, I'm going to want to bowl now. I'm going to make you bowl your seamers.
Here is Overton again. That's short and pulled. That's a lovely shot from Nkrumah Bonner, who's played very much within himself throughout this innings. But with no pace in the pitch and a soft, tired ball, even Nkrumah Bonner, at his most conservative, couldn't let that one go. Here's Craig Overton. Dot balls required here, and too much width. Back and across goes Jason Holder, and he plays a lovely back foot punch drive for four. Super shot. That one is steered effortlessly and rather skillfully by Jason Holder down towards the unguarded third man boundary. But again, you have to ask, I mean, is Craig Overton just so attuned and so accustomed to bowling a fourth stump line? And if that is the case, why has he got this leg side field? Why has he got two short mid wickets catching and a mid on if he's going to be bowling outside off stump with one slip, nobody on the third man boundary? The batsman just opens the face of the bat and runs it down to third man for four.
Couldn't agree more. And slip's not in the game really, because it's not carrying.
And Joe Root's gone wider at slip. Plays exactly the same shot, and Ben Foulkes has to dive to his right. Root had just moved himself from orthodox first slip to a widish second slip, and Holder played exactly the same shot, which is cheeky. And had it not been for the dive from Ben Foulkes, he'd have picked up another four.
But it's another ball outside. Another ball outside off stump. You've got he's now got a 5-4 offside field, but you've still got a ball. You've got a ball at the stumps.
It's funny how we talk about how difficult conditions are for the bowlers, but from a batting point of view, you really aren't going to... I know it's a test match, and you're still facing test match bowlers, but you're rarely going to get more benign conditions than these, middle. Are you?
No, it is. We can't hide from the fact that it's a very, very difficult surface for the seam bowlers to bowl on. But you've still got to find a way. And bowling both sides of the wicket and ill discipline is not something that should happen too much at international cricket. We are all humans. I feel sorry for Chris Wokes, because there's a huge amount of pressure coming on his shoulders coming into this series. For the simple fact, there was all the talk of Broad and Anderson, all the talk of that Chris Wokes is going to have to lead this attack. Well, I don't think in Chris Wokes' red ball career he was in a position to be that person to lead the attack. I don't think that was fair on him. And I actually think that's shown today.
The players are leaving the field. The stumps have been drawn, and the sheeting is going over. That is the small one to start with that just goes over the wicket. There are six overs and one ball left of the day, but that will be it. Because we are past the scheduled close of play, that will be it for day two of this test match. And as the rain starts to fall more steadily, that will be it. So, Harmy, as we get to the close of play with the West Indies, 202 for four, your overall thoughts on the second day of this Test match then?
Oh, game's in the balance, Macca. It really is. I thought England did well to get to 311, a score which I think is a par score, in-game score on a pitch which is very docile. Congratulations and well done to Johnny Bairstow. Thought he batted absolutely beautifully. And then the West Indies came out with some impetus. Campbell came out and played positively. Brathwaite, not accustomed to Brathwaite, so he played positively. Hit Jack Leach for a six straight back over his head. Fastest 50 in his career so far off 62 balls. And then England wrestled the initiative back a little bit. I thought Stokes and Wood bowled exceptionally well throughout the contest. Leach is as good as I've seen him in the last 10 overs without really looking as though he was too threatening, but the rhythm looked good. And I think Wokes and Overton, two guys who came into this tour under pressure to carry the volume of Broad and Anderson on their shoulders, well, they had a day to forget on a wicket which, let's be fair, we had no help for them whatsoever. So intriguing as it is, we come back tomorrow, and I think with a new ball round the corner, I think England will be hoping to make early inroads before to get there. So I think all in all, I think this game is in the balance.
Harmy, there's a rum punch with your name on, so get yourself and make an acquaintance of it. Thank you very much. We'll speak again tomorrow. So the West Indies trail by 109 runs at the close of the second day of this first Test match. England bowled out for 311 earlier on in the day. Johnny Bairstow, the last man out, top scoring with 140. Jaden Seals, 4 for 79, was the most successful bowler. Holder, Joseph and Roach all took two apiece. The West Indies, in reply, 202 for 4. They were 83 without loss, but Campbell, Brathwaite, Brooks and Blackwood were all dismissed in the space of 40 runs, going from 83 without loss to 127 for 4. But the efforts of Bonner and Holder take them through to 202 for 4 at the close. Bonner 34 not out, Holder 43. So things are set up nicely for day 3. And as Harmy mentioned, 67 overs into the West Indian innings. So we're only just over 10 overs away from a new ball from an England point of view. So that's the scorecard. That's the details. We'll be back at 1:30, of course, tomorrow ahead of the 2 o'clock resumption. But don't go anywhere, because John Norman and the team are here next to bring you the Following On podcast here on TalkSport 2.
To the Following On podcast in partnership with the ECB. I'm John Norman, and I'll be joined by former England internationals Gareth Batty and Matt Prior to look back at day 2 of the first test between West Indies and England in Antigua. The West Indies closing on 202 for 4 after a truly stop-start day. Bowling out England in the first session for 311.
That's short and a pull shot, top edge, flying away down towards third man, and it's a super catch from Jason Holder at backward point. Alzari Joseph has brought the innings to a close.
Johnny Bairstow, the last man to fall for 140. It was then the first chance to see England bowl in a test match with a new ball without either Jimmy Anderson or Stuart Broad, and it didn't quite go to plan.
Short from Wokes and pulled by John Campbell through square leg for 4.
Here is Wokes once again, and
oh, that's a full, two full leg stump flicked away in the air for 4 more by John Campbell.
Is this where we say, oh, imagine if England had an experienced head stood at mid-off?
First chance since Brisbane, of course, and that didn't go too well either. Either way, Craig Brathwaite and John Campbell came out of the traps as West Indies raced along to 83 without loss, but England's main man bailed them out again.
Stokes, it's gone straight into the hands of Joe Root at first slip. Stokes strikes as he so often does.
Windies looked in trouble at 127 for 4 when Blackwood fell, but Bonner and Holder guided them to the close. Plenty to come over the next 20 minutes or so. You're listening to Following On here on TalkSport 2. Let's head straight back to the pitch. Mark Wood speaking.
Fantastic cricketer. I think him and Bonner put, sort of nullified that period where we got a bit of reverse swing. If we could have gotten a couple of wickets there, I think that would have put us in control. But there's still a few runs behind, so we've got to try and capitalise in the morning and before that new ball, and then hopefully we can drive it home.
There seemed to have been a concerted effort, to me anyway, to bowl straighter lines. Was that the case, and what were you hoping to achieve?
Definitely, we tried, we've looked at, or the analysts has looked at stats in the West Indies and said that, straighter lines are better. On a flatter pitch, especially when some maybe keep low, you've got to try and bring the stumps into play. So we tried to set straighter fields and bowl slightly straighter. But when we got the length wrong, we were punished. So it's about trying to be consistent and stick at it as much as we can.
And if we can throw our minds back towards the start of play, 268 for six, given that start of 47 for four, were you guys happy with 311, or do you think you could have gotten a bit more?
No, I think we should have got more. Johnny played fantastically well, but we've worked hard as a bowling group to work on our batting, and we didn't quite contribute as well as we should have. I think the West Indies probably won that session, outright. They took four wickets, then they batted and we didn't get a wicket. We were a bit inconsistent with our bowling and they, got off to a flying start. So that was a poor session for us, but we came back really well in that second session. So we would have liked more runs. In the position that we were in, I think we should have maybe gotten a few more, but 311, I still think, is a fairly decent total, one that we can hopefully try and defend.
And projecting towards tomorrow's day's play, day three, what's the best case scenario for you guys at lunch, perhaps?
I think, we've got to try and capitalise on, I know the pitch is, a bit flatter, or, the reverse swing, the ball's quite soft, but we've got to keep the reverse swing in. We've got to try and get the ball moving. We've got to find ways of getting wickets on this pitch. And I think if we can get an early wicket tomorrow, I think starting against reverse swing is hard for a batsman. We saw that Bonner and Hola played really well, but if we can get that key wicket, then who knows, we might be able to get a couple more when the new ball comes and roll through them.
Thanks for your time, Mark. Go and rest up.
Brilliant. Thanks. Thanks, mate.
That's Samuel Badri, part of TalkSport 2's commentary team, also working for the World TV feed. Mark Wood, as honest as ever. Gareth Batty, Matt Pryor with me for the next 15, 20 minutes or so. Let's start with the bowling bats because, at times England, with all the pressure on, all the attention on, back in England, and it seemed to make a difference because Wokes and Overton, they talk about setting the tone. Well, they set the wrong kind of tone for Joe Root today.
Yeah, when you look, the first wicket went down, 83 runs, 19 overs. It just, on a pitch where we, whether we're right or wrong up here, we're saying it's a new ball pitch. If you've got a new ball in your hand, it's a good time to bowl. So whether the pitch is perfect for that or not, you would suggest that the runs that were scored in that period, and it was the way the runs were scored, not just the accumulation of the 83. It was a clip leg side, then a little bit outside the off stump. It just wasn't as precise as it could have been. A little bit sort of scattergun, if we were to look at Hawkeye and where the balls were landing. It just wasn't quite precise enough. And the unfortunate thing, it's left the door open for people to say, well, why are Broad and Anderson not there? Because we didn't quite get off to the start that we wanted.
I mean, it is a huge ask, though, isn't it, Matt? I know Chris Wokes has played a lot of Test cricket, but we've seen this before. It was Barbados when we were out there in 2019. On that occasion, it was Sam Curran who was throwing the ball and told, OK, you're going to bowl in place of Stuart Broad in this Test. It didn't go well. Happened again when the West Indies were in England a couple of years ago. Ben Stokes was the captain. It didn't go well. And it didn't go well again today. I mean, you've been there. You've been in the dressing room. It's a lot of pressure, but essentially, Chris Wokes will know today that, he just didn't perform, nor did Craig Overton.
Yeah, well, look, I think there are a couple of things here. Firstly, it shows the class of Broad and Anderson and what they're missing. I think that could sometimes be taken for granted. On quite a few occasions, running on a docile pitch and going at two and over is actually not as easy as people, seem to think. And that's what England struggled with today. But having said that, this is the exact reason why, or I believe it's the reason why, the ECB made the call, Strauss made the call, because the vulnerable players, people like Chris Wokes, who haven't had to lead the bowling lineup, haven't had to take that responsibility, have always had that crutch to fall back on if things didn't go well. They now have taken that crutch away, and the likes of Wokes and Wood and Overton now have to step up. And if they can't, they'll be moved on for someone else, because That is international cricket. That is international sports. So actually, we are finding out about these guys. And that's the purpose of leaving Broad and Anderson at home.
Brilliant stuff. Well, look, Gareth and Matt will be back for day three alongside Andrew McKenna, Neil Manthorpe, Jarrod Kimber, Samuel Badri, Mark Butcher and Steve Harmison here as part of TalkSport 2's live cricket coverage. If you missed any of the action today and you want to have a little listen back to some of the wickets to fall and some of the wayward bowling along the way, well, the following on daily highlight show will be released at 5 a.m. That will be available on the following on podcast feed. So download that, subscribe, review, and then join us back here on TalkSport 2 from 1:30 on Thursday for day three of the first test match of three between the West Indies and England. Thanks for listening.
There was in the last hour, I felt yesterday, but that was just more physical tiredness. He's got the edge. Jaden Seals has got the edge. Chris Wokes has got it. It was back of a length.
Yeah, great bit of bowling this from Seals.
So here is Overton. He's got to do the batting job first, though. And that one is
tucked away to short leg and caught. And Jaden Seals has got two wickets in the over.
Here we go then. Seals ball number four. Bairstow is opening the face, guides it past second slip. And England have 300 on the board.
You would think in the first innings, that's short and a pull shot, top edge, flying away down towards third man, and it's a super catch from Jason Holder. And England have been bowled out for 311.
Overton delivers. It's a straight drive from Brathwaite, back past the stumps. In goes Overton, that's too leg side-ish. Clipped away by Brathwaite.
Chill your beans. You're not quite Jimmy Anderson yet. You're not quite Stuart Broad.
Wokes in and he's short and wide of off stump. Brathwaite just props back onto the back foot and glides it backward a point for four. Beautifully timed. England just cannot stop the flow of runs at the moment.
He's been quite so erratic today. Leach is in again. Oh, Craig Brathwaite, what's going on? The West Indian captain has just launched him straight over long on for six. I don't think either of us can explain that. We might have to get Jarrod Kimber. Not even Jarrod's going to answer to that.
Is this where we say, oh, imagine if England had an experienced head stood at mid-off?
Yeah, just trying to bowl too many wicket-taking.
Ball's down the leg side. He's got an edge. A pull shot from Campbell. Straightforward catch to Ben Fuchs.
Final ball of the 26th over from Mark Wood. It's outside of off stump. It's guided to gully and England have got a breakthrough. Brathwaite goes for 55. It's 101 for two. Club have just announced a signing. You have...
Over, they're not.
They have.
Give over.
A nice little piece of information.
Who is it? I don't know. Who is it?
Sunil Narine is going to come and play in the blast.
We've not said Sunil Narine. Give over. Sunil Narine.
Stokes.
Edge gone! Straight into the hands of Joe Root at first slip. Stokes strikes, as he so often does. Shamar Brooks on his way for 18. West Indies suddenly 111 for three.
Bonner pushing into the offside. They're going to try a single that isn't there. It's picked up, shied at the stumps. Umpire Brathwaite makes the signal.
And out. He's out. I beg your pardon. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Got it wrong.
Hang on. That can't be. He's pressed the wrong button.
Works will start the new over. Takes Blackwood on the putt. No, it's looped out to gully. Is there bat in there as well? Joel Wilson says not out. England are going to review this.
The spike as the ball passes the bat.
So Overton takes the catch. Blackwood is out for 11 from 24 balls. And it's 127 for four.
Fine pickup on drive, but it's a lovely clean strike from Jason Holder. He's decided that the hard work has been done.
So the West Indies trailed by 109 runs at the close of the second day of this first test match.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.